And welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Rebecca, and I know your English will improve today. Well, we're continuing through a lesson called It Sticks. Do you remember what we learned about yesterday that sticks? It starts with a V. That's right! Velcro. And where did the inspiration for Velcro come from? Nature. In fact, the idea came from burrs that stuck to the pants of a man named George de Mestral. Well, Mestral had an idea to make two strips of material that could stick tightly to each other. But what did people think of his idea? That's what we'll find out today. We'll also discover what NASA thought of his idea. And we'll see what products use Velcro today. Okay, here's the question of the day. Mestral thought his idea might be better than what? Mestral thought his idea might be better than what? All right, let's begin.
It sticks. Many people thought de Mestral's idea was silly and laughed at him. But de Mestral thought his idea might be a better fastener than the zipper. He patented his idea in 1955 and named it Velcro. He then started a company to make Velcro. However, it took a while for people to see how great the fastener was. In the 1960s, NASA began to use a lot of Velcro. They used it as a fastener on spacesuits.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们要看的是 fasten 这个动词。Fasten 是指绑紧或者是使固定。注意它的 T 是不发音的，念成 fasten。例如 ,please fasten your seatbelt and put your seat in the upright position before we land. 降落之前请扣好安全带并且竖直椅背。或者是 the fasten seatbelt sign will go off when the plane has reached its designated altitude. 当飞机飞到特定高度时系紧安全带的灯号就会熄灭。继续我们看的是 patent, 这个动词 patent 是指取得专利。例如 the scientist patented his invention and made a huge profit. 这位科学家将他的发明申请专利而且获得很高的利润。Patent 也可以当名词，意思就是专利权。例如 the company applied for a patent for its new product. 这家公司帮他的新产品申请了专利。
Hey everybody, my name is Gabe. Rebecca. What are you doing with that Velcro?
Well, I just wanted to see if it worked.
Yeah, well, it does work.
Okay,
and
good.
It's making a lot of noise.
Okay, I just needed to make sure it worked. Well, one more time. Ready?
Thank you. It works. Friends, as I was saying, my name is Gabe. Let's continue learning about the history of Velcro today. Now, we read at the beginning here. Thank you, Rebecca,
for
not doing the Velcro thing right now. Okay, we read here, many people thought de Mestral's idea was silly and laughed at him. When you laugh at somebody else, sometimes you might be mocking that person. And I think some of these people were mocking de Mestral for his idea.
That is a great word to talk about, Gabe. Now, when you mock someone, this just means that you laugh at them.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes it's done in an unkind way. So you're making fun of them.
That's right. Maybe you treat somebody as if they are ridiculous.
Right.
And maybe it looks kind of like this. You're laughing at somebody, pointing your finger at them for something that they said or did. Now, it's usually not nice to mock other people.
No, it's not nice at all. So, for example, you could say, the boys at school kept mocking Joey because he kept falling off his bike. Now, it really wasn't very nice, was it?
No, it's not. You remember the story of Noah?
Well,
when he was building a boat, He told everybody it was going to rain and people were mocking him. But then Noah was the only one that was saved. However, some people mock those who believe the story of Noah. So I guess many people go about mocking other people. It's not whether you mock somebody else that makes a story true. So it's just not always nice to mock people. And we see here people thought Demestral's idea was a silly idea and they were laughing at him. They were mocking him. But I think he came out on top.
That's right. This didn't stop Demestral from experimenting, as we read here in our lesson. But Demestral thought his idea might be a better fastener than the zipper. Now, we want to talk about this phrase, if something is better than something else.
Right. Okay, so a fastener, that's a noun, right? A better something than something else. Oh, for example, many people drink coffee to wake up in the morning, right?
Right, right.
You know, actually, an apple is a better way to wake up than coffee. Did you know that?
That's interesting. Well, you know, I don't drink coffee, but I love apples. So I will keep that in mind if I need to wake up. But here's another example. A piano is definitely a better instrument than a keyboard. Now, if you don't have a piano, you could use a keyboard, but a real piano is much better.
All right. Well, think of some other ways, other things to compare in life. What is better than something else? So he thought that his idea might be a better fastener than a zipper. And a fastener is something that holds two things together. Of course, you know, a zipper does hold two pieces of material together.
And what did he name this invention? We read in our lesson, he named it Velcro. Velcro was born, wasn't it?
That's right. Velcro was born. He then started a company to make Velcro. However, it took a while for people to see how great the fastener was. So people didn't catch on right away. They didn't understand how awesome this invention was.
No, you just mentioned another great phrase, Gabe, that we should talk about. If you want to see how, well, adjective something really is. So, for example, you could say, Sandra heard that the house was very clean, the house that she was going to go look at, but she wanted to see how clean the house really was.
Okay, well, here's an example. Maybe you've heard that a certain restaurant has great food, but you want to taste how delicious it is for yourself. Or you've heard that a certain ride at Disneyland is scary, and you want to experience how scary it actually is.
Those are some great examples, Gabe. Well, let's continue talking about Velcro. So we read in our lesson, in the 1960s, NASA began to use a lot of Velcro. They used it as a fastener on spacesuits. Wow, that's pretty impressive, isn't it?
It is, and I'm glad that somebody finally discovered how useful Velcro is. And as we know, as we read here, spacesuits do use Velcro. It really is handy stuff.
That's right. Well, I'm glad that NASA decided to use Velcro in a very efficient way. And talking about NASA, the guys in the InfoCloud would like to share more with us about some NASA spinoffs. So let's visit them now.
Let's do that together. We'll see you later.
Since the 1950s, NASA, the American government space agency, coordinated the development of all the technology necessary to safely put humans in outer space.
And get them back safely to Earth. Now, around 1,800 of NASA's products and inventions have become spin-off technologies.
Right. A spin-off technology is something that has been adapted or developed from other pre-existing products. Here are a few examples of things that were initially designed for an astronaut's safety, comfort, and success, but then later became available to you and me, the common consumer here on Earth.
How about the lightweight space blanket, sometimes included in first aid kits? That's a NASA spinoff.
That's right. Next, You know, NASA needed something to take dirt samples from the moon's surface. The technology for that tool spun off into what we now know as the portable cordless vacuum cleaner. Maybe you have one in your home or car.
Firefighters benefit from NASA spinoffs too, especially things like heat-resistant suits and lightweight breathing masks.
Okay, besides product spinoffs, there are dozens of other products that NASA did not have a hand in inventing, but nonetheless did help popularize, like Velcro, cordless power tools, and smoke detectors.
美国太空总署 NASA的先进科技 除了将人类成功地送上月球 这些科技后来也应用在人们的日常生活当中 这种现象叫做 spin-off spin是旋转 spin-off就是从主轴 另外延伸出来的副产品 NASA的spin-off不胜枚举 比如说很多的急救箱里头会有 既保暖又轻薄的 space blanket 太空毯 那就是NASA研发出来的 还有无线可随身携带的 vacuum cleaner 吸尘器 也是NASA科技的副产品 消防队员的防火衣 也是用具有隔热和防火功能的高科技材质做成的 这些新发明也许上不了太空 但却可以被转移民生造福社会 这就是今天的InfoCloud 我们下次云端见
Welcome back. Wow, Velcro is very useful. But you know what? When it was first invented, people laughed at the idea. Why use Velcro when you can use zippers? However, the inventor of Velcro thought Velcro would be a better fastener than zippers. And in the 1960s, NASA started using it for their spacesuits. Did NASA make Velcro famous? Hey, let's find out.
It sticks. The space agency's use of the fastener led to its use in many other areas of life. Soon, shoe companies began to use it on children's shoes. Companies that made ski clothes also saw its usefulness. Today, Velcro is widely used on everything from children's toys to blood pressure cups. Velcro has had some unexpected uses, too. During the first ever artificial heart surgery, Velcro was used to hold the human heart together.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 agency 这个名词 agency 在这里是政府的局属或者是处等单位 例如 Josh used to work for the Central Intelligence Agency Josh 曾经替中央情报局工作 agency 也指经销商或者是代办处 例如 I booked my flight through a travel agency 我透过一家旅行社订机票的 和它相关的另外一个名词是 agent A-G-E-N-T 意思是代理人或者是特务 例如 A real estate agent 是指房屋中介 最后我们看的是 artificial 这个形容词 Artificial 是指人工的或者是人造的 例如 The artificial arm moves just like a real arm 这个人工手背像真的手背一样灵活 或者是 There's an artificial lake at the resort 这个度假中心有一个人工湖 Artificial 也指非天然的 例如 I can't stand the taste of artificial sweetener 我没有办法忍受代糖的味道 And now let's get back to our teachers
Thank you so much, Michelle Rebecca, why are you wearing all of those things?
Gabe, don't mock me I just like Velcro I like playing with it too
All right.
Look at that
Yeah, I can hear that Okay, very good. Well, you keep your Velcro things on. As we get into this next section here, we're continuing to learn about NASA, and we read, the space agency's use of the fastener led to its use in many other areas of life. And we learn about other products, right, Rebecca?
We do. We read, soon shoe companies began to use it on children's shoes. Companies that made ski clothes also saw its usefulness. I actually would very much agree with the shoe companies. I actually like having Velcro on my shoes.
Well, it does make it easier to put on your shoes, right? I mean, it's easier than tying your shoe. You just pull the strips of Velcro across your shoe.
Absolutely. And, of course, we just read that companies that made ski clothes also saw its usefulness. However, we also read, today Velcro is widely used on everything. Widely used. That's such a great phrase to talk about, isn't it?
That's right. That means it's used in many places. It's famous all over the world. It's widely used. So what else is widely used? What's another useful invention? I think straws are a very useful invention. They're widely used. They're used all over the world.
You know, I actually love straws. It makes drinking so much easier. Okay, well, when I think of things that are widely used, I think of social media. So, for example, Facebook is definitely widely used, whereas Twitter is not quite as widely used.
Okay, well, maybe we can replace the word used with something else like spoken. So English is a widely spoken language. Chinese is another widely spoken language, as is Spanish. So this word widely really is very useful.
Gabe, that was some good examples. Well, anyway, our lesson reads, today Velcro is widely used on everything from children's toys to blood pressure cuffs. Huh, a blood pressure cuff. What does that look like?
Well, it's a good thing we have a picture of a blood pressure cuff right here in the studio. If you walk into the hospital or a doctor's office, you will probably see one of these. It measures your blood pressure. Thank God for Velcro.
That's right. Well, anyway, continuing with our lesson, we read, Velcro has had some unexpected uses, too. During the first ever artificial heart surgery, Velcro was used to hold the human heart together. Now, we want to talk about that phrase, first ever. This just means it's the first time something has ever happened.
That's right. Sometimes we just use the word first, but when we want to emphasize it, we say the first ever. For example, on July 20th of 1969, that was the first ever landing on the moon. So that's the first time people landed on the moon.
That's right. Or you could also say the first ever Olympics took place in 77 BC in Olympia.
All right, so think of some other ways you can use that phrase. But we read here that during the first ever artificial heart surgery, I don't like thinking about heart surgery, Velcro was used to hold the human heart together. Very useful indeed.
Very, very useful. So you could also say, I use a paper clip to hold my papers together. It helps to keep the papers together.
Well, this is a useful phrase. What's something else that can hold two things together? Well, of course, zippers. Zippers can hold pieces of material together, as can Velcro, like the Velcro that Rebecca is wearing.
That's right. Well, anyway, friends, it is time to review today's lesson with a review skit. And, of course, join Linda in the editor summary.
Inventions! Throughout history, people have invented amazing things. The car, the airplane, the shopping cart.
Some inventions changed life in a big way. Other inventions made life more convenient.
Yes, indeed.
So, tell me, Professor, where does inspiration come from?
Inspiration can come from anywhere.
Anywhere?
Oh, yes. In fact, sometimes inspiration comes from nature.
Nature? Like what?
Like? Velcro.
The idea of Velcro came from nature?
Yes. One day in 1948, a man named George was taking a nature hike.
And
George noticed many burrs sticking to his pants.
Oh, yeah. Those burrs are really sticky.
When George got home, he looked at a burr under his microscope.
And what did he see?
He saw the burr's tiny hooks holding tight to the tiny loops of the cloth of his pants.
Hooks and loops?
Yes. So he worked on inventing a fastener using hooks and loops.
Velcro?
That's right. And after 8 years, he patented it and started a company to make it.
Of course. Velcro is great.
Yes, but back then, people thought it was silly.
Silly?
Yes, but then NASA began to use it on spacesuits.
And now it's widely used on just about everything. I use Velcro all the time.
Me too. What an amazing invention.
Have you ever been laughed at or had an idea laughed at? Well, George DeMestral's invention of strips with hooks holding tightly to strips of cloth with loops was laughed at. But DeMestral thought that this idea might be a better one than a zipper. So in 1955, he patented his idea and named it Velcro, and then started a company to make it. You know, it wasn't popular or that successful at first. But in the 1960s, NASA began to use lots of Velcro on spacesuits. And this use soon led other companies to use it, like children's shoe companies. Companies that made ski clothes also found it very useful. And now it is used on lots of things like children's toys and blood pressure cuffs. It was even used during the first artificial heart surgery. Velcro was used to hold the human heart together. Pretty amazing stuff.
Thank you, Linda. Okay, to answer the question of the day, the question was, what did DeMestral think might be a better fastener than the zipper?
Mm-hmm. Well, he thought Velcro would be a better fastener than a zipper.
And he may have been right. Friends, thank you for joining us today. We'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom. Okay, Rebecca.
Okay, ready?
Here we go.